Welcome to Bent on Education Podcast, a podcast focusing on evidence-based review of physiology, pharmacology, pathophysiology, and other anesthesia-related topics. I'll discuss being a clinical preceptor, a mentor, and a leader. This podcast is by CRNA for SRNAs and others seeking to build their basic knowledge base. So let's get bent on education. Good afternoon, everyone. Today on Bent on Education Podcast, I'm just going to talk a little bit, and I'm going to talk about leadership. A couple months back, I discovered the app Medium, and what Medium is an online platform. It's open, so if you want to go on Medium and write or read, it's fine. Basically, what happens on this app is that people who are experts in topic areas, I'm certainly not an expert in leadership, but it's experts and people who just like me want to write about something that's on their mind that day. They bring basically their ideas and thoughts to other readers. So that would be on Medium. But what happened was in the midst of the pandemic, I wrote a small, or I should say short piece on the tale of leadership. And I just want to read that to you all so you know where I stand as far as leadership is concerned and what that looks like to me. So I titled it A Short Tale of Leadership, and I think I submitted this back in August. So I'm just going to start reading it for you. As I traverse the avenues of being a program director, many principles of education strike me. One aspect of education that is intriguing for me includes leadership. The idea of leadership strikes me as being very vague as to what it is. Maybe I should say it used to strike me as being vague. As a younger woman, my idea of leadership was that whoever was in charge was by fault the leader. This person was the quote-unquote boss, the point person, the be-all and end-all. It seemed to be a natural progression of things. In those days, I was happy to be the follower, the Robin, if you will. Tell me what to do and when you need it done by, and I'm your person. Over the years, I've learned that leading did not mean being in front or being on top. What leading meant was creating more leaders, making people sense their own worth and where they fit in. So many have written books on leadership, John Maxwell, Brené Brown, and Tony Dungy being the authors that come to mind rather quickly. These are great authors, and we all should venture into their writings when we can. We should all take a leadership quiz to see what kind of leader we are. Those ideas are wonderful because as a leader, it's great to know what makes one tick. Not what makes others tick, but what makes you tick as a leader. With these ideas, one aspect is being a leader no matter where you are. Are you in the middle? Lead from there. Are you at the caboose? Lead from there. Are you the new person on the team? Well, you can lead from there too. Do not wait to be in front to lead. The beauty of leading from the position where you stand is that you have a wonderful view. What do I mean by that? The one in front can't always see the aspects of what is going on in the back. But the person in the back or the middle may be able to see all ends. If I, as a program director, relied on my own ability to see all, well, I'm minimizing the greatness that can happen. Sometimes leaders need to understand that being a leader does not mean being an expert. Are leaders tasked to know it all? Some may venture to say yes. Making a case that only the leader has the answers is a way to fail before even beginning. Simply put, the answer to me is no. A leader employs, if you will, others who are in the know. They are not afraid to take the expertise of individuals within a group and make them the culture of the group. Some leaders realize they are not leading, but only when it's too late. They keep moving forward only to realize that when they look behind them, no one is there. No one wants a boss, but most want a leader. I would go by the opinion of if you do not want a leader, then maybe when things go awry, a brief look at yourself is in order. There will never be a one-size-fits-all leadership model. We bring our whole self to an environment. What I have seen over the years as one of the major downfalls of a supposed leader is the need to always be right. There is a difference between this and having the final word. Leaders are fact finders. They question and they reflect. Be that leader, not the one who is looking for an audience. So it's funny because I go back and I read these words and I thought, this still remains true. Don't be the type of leader that needs to have a person clapping for you all the way. When we do that, are we just looking for self-praise, or are we trying to create more leaders behind us? Leaders are humble, they are pensive, they think about their words and that their words do matter. So be that type of leader. I would tell every student that is going into nursing, that's going into radiology, that's going to nurse anesthesia, whatever it is, education, it doesn't really matter. You can be a leader from the beginning. So you have to find that within yourself. If I had to bring what I thought a leader did into just three small words or three phrases, I would say as a leader, I should be able to inspire individuals. I should be able to motivate them and empower them as well. So be that person.